May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Left foot on red. Right hand on yellow. Left hand on blue. Right foot on blue. The parable in today's gospel reading has more twists than a game of Twister. It follows on from the parable of the prodigal son. So when we hear a tale where money is squandered, we think we might know where the story is going. But there are twists. Jesus tells the story of a wealthy, powerful man who employs somebody to manage his finances. But the man hears his resources are being squandered, so he decides to let the manager go. The manager panics. He weighs up his options. Flexing his forearm, he thinks, "I'm too weak to dig." Imagining himself unemployed and desolate, he thinks, "I'm too proud to beg." And so he starts to think creatively. How can I use the short amount of time I have left as a manager to my own advantage? While his word is still legally binding as the manager of the master's affairs, he cuts down the amount that the master's debtors owe. "You owe 100 jugs of olive oil. Make it 50. You owe 100 bushels of wheat. Make it 80. We assume that the manager will be punished for his dishonesty. But twist, his boss is impressed and commends him for being shrewd. And Jesus, commenting on this parable, says, "The children of this age are more shrewd than the children of light." Twist. Jesus seems to commend acting in this way. Though if we look carefully, we remember that Jesus does not actually commend the manager's actions, because he is the narrator. He's the one who actually calls the manager dishonest. The parable is knotty. It is difficult to untangle fully. But when we start to unpick it, we see how Jesus' teaching on money is going to stretch us. The dishonest manager is facing a crisis, and he uses the means he has for his own advantage. When he lessens the debts of others, he gains their friendship, ensuring that when he has no job, he will be welcomed into their homes and into their hearts. Although his motives were pretty dubious, the manager realized that when the chips were down, what he had left were relationships. And this even earns him the commendation of his master, since while he still had influence and power, he used it to secure a future for himself. He used his foresight to his own advantage. We, too, are called to act with foresight, but according to a different set of values and for a different future. The good news of God's kingdom of love that we enter into through Jesus' life, death on the cross, and resurrection is that there is such a thing as true riches, the pearl of great price, the most important and meaningful gift. A life lived in relationship with God, through the Holy Spirit. This gives us a new vision and a new purpose. Since our life becomes hidden with Christ in God, money loses its power to both define us and control us. And so Jesus says, look, it's impossible to serve God and wealth, because both demand dramatically different things. If we serve money, it becomes our master. And our concerns and preoccupations become about how we can have more, acquire more, save more, spend more. But if we serve God, we see money in the way that God intended, as a gift. Money is entrusted to us to use faithfully. And we're expected to provide an account of our stewardship to God. Whoever is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. And whoever is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much. We live, as Jesus' first followers did, in an age of wealth, where money sets the rules of the game. But Jesus doesn't invite us to see money as the embodiment of all evil, and close our bank accounts and go and live in the woods. Rather, we're to use money in God's service. And the practice of tithing helps us to keep this in perspective. When we give away the first 10% of our income, it's a reminder that money is not for our use alone, but it is for use in service of God and others. So when Jesus says, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, he is encouraging us to engage economically, to use our money in service of others, to give to those in need, to cancel debt so we have the power to do so, to think carefully about the ethical consequences of our financial decisions. Because when we are so rich as we are here in the West, our decisions about our finances affect other people, just as how the rich man's decisions affected his tenants. Our decisions have more indirect consequences that we can't see. But where we can, we are called to be careful in the choices we make to ensure that the poor do not suffer. Our financial decisions are not separate from Jesus' commands to love our neighbour, especially those who we will never meet and whose names we will never know. And in our reading from Jeremiah, we hear his lament for his people. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no relief for the suffering of my poor people? Jeremiah doesn't draw a distinction between him and them. They are his people. And throughout Jesus' ministry, we see that his people are the lost, the forgotten, the poor, the one to whom everybody else didn't give a second glance. There are people too. And so the ways we use our money should be to build relationships in line with God's kingdom of justice and mercy and peace, and never to exploit. Let's return to Twister. The game can push you into funny positions and make you see things from odd angles, views you've never seen before. But looking in on a game gives you a very different perspective to being part of one. In our world where people are bending every which way in pursuit of money, Our calling as children of light is to resist the siren call and lure of wealth. We must recognise that serving money will twist us out of shape as we become trapped by the ever-changing numbers on our bank balance. But we don't have to play the same game and allow our attitude about money to be twisted out of all proportion. Let us not serve money, but use it in service of God and our neighbours, remembering all the while the true riches that we already possess in Christ. For where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. Amen.